Hello everyone, you are once again welcome to the Nigerian Story Podcast.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
My name is Stephen and the same, my friends call me here to the Y, to the Ho, to the D, to the E, to the J, to the I. I your DJ Adigbola, your political doctor. And here with me on the show is...
Oluwatosin Adiola Dagunro, your favorite lady IG.
Lady Instagram.
Wait, why are you always beefing me? It is IG short for Igbapoyemi.
No, this is not just about you calling yourself Lady IG. I just feel people need to understand that you meant Lady Instagram. That's what I'm saying.
Please, listeners, do not mind this joker.
Really?
It's IG short for Igbapoyemi Dodomiremi. Get it? If you get it, keep it.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, this show promises to be very, very interesting. Oh, if you have been following us for quite some time now, you realize that we have been doing a series on religion and insecurity, in the sense that we have been looking at how religions that we practice in Nigeria can actually help us in Nigeria in curbing security challenges that we have in this country. But this week episode promises to be very interesting in that we are going to do a little bit of diverting.
You better watch out, you better not cry.
So what we will be looking at is the topic which we have called in the Harmattan.
What happens in the Harmattan?
Yeah, what happens in the Harmattan? But you know, obviously, we all know that it's all getting cold down, and it's like the weather looks as if it's not that palatable.
Well, let me be the one to officially welcome you to the 2021/2022 Harmattan session.
Okay, so which comes from November to March.
Yeah,
let's say mid-March.
Exactly. Yes.
This is nice. So
you're welcome to that period where there is no real difference between the young and the old. If you are not careful as an old person, you will look white. If as much as the children will look white.
Probably you want to look weather beaten. Some people will look weather beaten as though something is wrong with them. Anyways, that's good. Ladies and gentlemen, before we really start the show today, I want to break a news for you. And the news is payments for passport application now digital. Now, what I mean by passport, you know, for those of us that does not know, is not the passport which we...
Not passport photograph.
Not the one minute passport. Well, that news was given by the Minister for Interior, Rauf Aregbesola. I'm taking that news from the Punch newspaper, and I tell you, he said on behalf of the federal government that they have digitalized payment for Nigerian passports. You know, I could recall my experience when I was going to have my first international passport. We had this very seemingly dubious officials. Some people have to pay extra before they have theirs. But well, I think this is a very good development from the government.
So it is.
Yeah, there's a plus. This is a very good development.
It gets better.
Yeah, so the minister is saying that on behalf of the federal government, that now you can apply for your e-passport. Yeah, they call it e-passport. So it is online. We are going digital. Enjoy your digital life.
New Nigeria.
Exactly. Exactly.
So be good for goodness sake.
Okay, so today I think I was joking with someone. I said this season is a season of double body creaming. during the hot period, if on the rainy period, you might afford not to cream your body due to heat. But you know, this time around, when you have creamed once, don't do the mistake of going out like that, or else you look like someone that has not creamed for that day. So that's on a lighter note. But when we say that, yeah, it's the time of Harmattan, why do we say that? It is a time that is characterized by dryness, by cold in the morning and in the evening, and then sometimes in the afternoon you will have it very hot. But generally, the air is dry.
You know, the reason why we are having this show today is simply because we care for you. You know, we care about you.
We love
it's
you.
It's because we love you. And because we love you, and we want to show you that we really care and we really love you. You know, can you just imagine we're not doing a program like as this, and we are quite aware that there are so many ups and downs, so many likely challenges that people will be facing in this season, and that's why we are bringing this show to you, for us to come to an understanding of the fact that there are some down, there are some up, there are some down when it comes to Harmattan. And one of those things that we'll be looking at is, what are the kind of diseases that are actually common in this time? A lot of us are just living our life. We don't really know. We are not in the knowing. You know, we just live it the way it comes. But we want to inform all us today that there are some diseases that actually come with Harmattan, and how can we prepare ourselves better for it. So that's what you should be expecting on the show today.
So if we don't take care of you, who will?
I hear you.
Okay, so like I was saying, what generally characterizes Harmattan is the dryness that we feel. And this dryness goes just beyond the physical dryness, but also to the humidity of the air. I mean, what I mean by humidity is that the air gets dry. It is like the water content in the atmosphere reduces considerably, and that's why everything is dry. And this also affects our body system. The water content we have too is dry. And you notice that this period you tend to want to take more water so that your body cannot look too dry. Well, it's just like that. There's nothing you want to do about that dryness.
All right, let me just try to summarize everything she has said in a word, or let's say in a sentence. This period, Harmattan bring a kind of similitude of the desert. Like, it makes it look as if you are in the desert. So it brings closer to you the desert weather.
And I think Harmattan brings desert to town. Desert comes to town.
Exactly, that's Harmattan. So, you know, all those things that we watch in the movie, we see some mirage, we see some very, you know, it will be looking cloudy, kind
dusty.
Of dusty, yeah. Wind here and there, and that is what we have in Harmattan. You know, I some days ago I saw this lady Heidi. She has what do you say you have again? What I
one red eye.
What an eye. Really, it's actually part of these things that come, the packages that comes with Harmattan. You know, the one red eye part is part of the packages that come with Harmattan. And I think at this junction, let me start talking about them. Let me be the first to break the ice. And the thing I want to talk about is there was a day recently, a family close to me, almost all of them had, the first one was one eye, the second one moved to two eye, and almost before we know it, the whole family, they carry them. What am I talking about? You should know that already. I'm talking about Apollo. That's the general name we call it.
It has,
exactly. This season now, that is common. That is common in this season.
So, okay, apart from just conjunctivitis, we have some other Well, seemingly little illnesses that come along with the Harmattan. For example, the cold. Sometimes it can be so chilling that you have to put all, you know, thick clothing, put all in your socks, and just try to keep warm than other times. And you know, it's this period of this harsh coldness that you dare not just bath with cold water. Or if you unavoidably have to bath with cold water, sometimes you have to read Psalms in the bedroom.
Yeah, a lot of people can actually relate to that. That even after taking their bit, they have to pick race, run as if.
Yeah, and there's this song you must sing after coming out of the bedroom. It goes like this.
Right. Maybe you. Well, similar to what we're saying is that a lot of people will just wake up in the morning to discover that their leaves is spinning them. I don't know if that happened to some of us before, but I knew the children can relate. So we'll be having this leaves breakage, like you just see that there's this line or your leaf, especially the middle of your leaf is pinning you. So that's another thing that we will be experiencing in this season, more experiencing in this season. Let me also note this before she talks. At the same time, we'll be having quite a couple of people we'll be having more people coughing around. Coughs will be so rampant and common, and I know somebody just coughed not quite long here, and I know it's not that the person has COVID-19 or coronavirus. It's just the season that we have, and especially those of us or those of them, those with AC genotype, you know, they got to be careful what they drink, and at the same time they got to be careful how they expose their body to the environment, to the weather this season. Yeah, you want to say something, AJ?
Okay, apart from that, just from the cough, also catarrh. Generally, these days, when you go to the hospital or any health facility, what will be treated more during this period is the upper respiratory tract infection, and you see complaints of cough, cold, catarrh. I know that's just what is going to be the order of the day.
I think I have a business idea. As regards to what you're saying, that probably what may be common in this season now. So I think I understand the fact that there are regulations as to how you can, as to who can become a chemist, or what do you call them? Those that sell drugs, precisely.
Pharmacists.
As regard who can, we can be that. But if you have your licensing, I feel you want to have more stock for catarrh drugs and what have you, medicine. This period, it would help because you would have more customers. That's what I would say.
Okay, well, the dryness also in this period sometimes leads to some people bleeding from the nose, you know, because the mucosa of the nose is dry now, so it easily break and the blood vessels can bleed in the nose. It can be for both children and adults. And well, this is also the season that asthmatic patients should really take proper care of themselves. Why? Because the dry season that leads to the dryness of the air and invariably the dryness of the nasal epithelium, or let me just call it the nasal coating, makes everything dry, and this can cause or it can aggravate asthmatic attacks. So which means it's a period that you have to really, really take care of yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, please don't be surprised. I am just a political doctor, all right? So
the doctor in him is coming out now.
No, I'm just a political doctor. So
I try to pause the political part.
She is the she's the head person in the house today, so you should understand how this goes, okay? So please listen to our doctor when she's talking. That's Lady Hygie.
Hey.
Exactly.
Maybe you can pop it a little bit, Dr. Hygie.
which one? Who does your doctor?
Now me, myself, well, and I, that's
another
me.
Thing which I would also want to talk about is this season, I think if possible, you know, so although some people will just call it swag, you may want to, you know, swag up a little bit, have some swag at your dressing, and which that swagger is going to help you. How do I mean? Okay, this is what I'm saying. Some people can start using sunglasses, shades. Why? Because of the wind. The wind this time,
dust.
Yeah, the dust, the wind this time can be more than what we used to, what we're used to in the norms. So we can use sunglasses to ward off particles from entering into our eyes. All right, so that's it. And he knows
if you've been. Okay, just to let you know, sometimes the Harmattan can aggravate some other health issues, like I mentioned, asthma. It can also aggravate some other issues like your blood pressure, stroke, hypertension, and you know, some of these cardiovascular diseases. And well, it can also lead to complications like rheumatism, you know, since it's going to be dry, the joints might be a little bit rusty. And also, this is very important, you can also have what you call hypothermia, which can, if not properly managed or well taken care of, can lead to death. This is when you have a very low temperature and just, like, you know, one can freeze to death. And that is just a pure explanation.
Sorry, can you interpret that? I mean, what's the meaning of, can you interpret, or can you try to explain that in Yoruba for our Yoruba listeners?
Okay, there is hypothermia. Iloworo abi igbona ara eyan o ti lole ara tutu koja bi ara se le rilo to ba de ti wa poju bigba ti yan so pe eyan gan pa be lo se
mi o ti gan pa ni
o ti gan pa.
So what's now the difference between that and rheumatism? Because I actually have a friend that have similar problem like that, or issues like that.
Well, rheumatism has to do with the joints. Like I said, that this dryness may cause some rustiness in the joints. The lubrication is reduced. Like I said, everything is dry. You know, where two bones meet, the way it moves is not like before. When you are cold, you know, you tend to want to stay more in a place than to move up and down, so that way it tends to, so it can actually lead to that, and like I said, hypothermia. And also, some persons that also have to really take care of themselves in this period are sickle cell patients. The dryness and the cold does not help matters at all.
Well, you know, she has talked about the sickle cell people. Now, let me just try to throw this to the, on a serious note and on a lighter note. let me clear my throat very well. Everybody needs to be very careful this season again, because I just noticed something. Mosquitoes are everywhere. No, on a very serious note, you will react the way they are biting people these days. Really, no joke.
Okay, so our listeners, let's try to quickly do something. I've been talking about some of these illness that come with Harmattan, the cold, you know, the dryness. Let's try to really understand how these things come about. Okay, why is it that the dryness brings this and that. Well, researchers have shown that in low temperature, and remember we said everything is dry and it is cold at this period, plus humidity is greatly reduced. Okay, it has been shown or noted that the respiratory tract, that is your nose down to the lung, you know, that area continually like that, what you have lining it normally is a mucus layer that keeps it moist and, you know, warm. So by the time, you know, it's always warm, I mean it's always moist, I mean like it's wet, so that way that helps the hair not to be too dry to you. But you know, by the time the temperature is low, your body feels it, your body reacts to it that way too, your body is dry. At that period, the mucus layer also dries up. And one good thing about this mucus layer is that in the mucus layer we have defense mechanisms, like we have cells that helps us to fight infections, to fight foreign bodies. So by the time this layer dries up, you know what that means? It means that the cells, these first line cells that fight against bacteria and stuff like that, they are also dried up. So just like the soldiers have been wiped away. So that way, what else to keep the tract moist is dried up. And the advantage it also has, apart from just keeping the hair moist, by providing a defense for the hair we breathe, sometimes we have bacteria in them, and so these cells try to fight these infections. But when that has been done, then it means that the layer has been rid of the moist, I mean the respiratory tract is rid of the moisture that we have there, and then our fighters, let me use it like that, the army that fights the battle for us in that area have been taken away. So which means the respiratory tract is prone to more infection than when there was a good mucus layer. So because of this proneness to infections, that's why you have issues, you know, by the time you breathe the dust or you breathe in bacteria, there is nothing to fight them. Or when the hair is too dry, it feels ash. Even when by the time you breathe it, there is nothing to keep it moist. So these are some of the reasons why some of these illnesses develop.
Twice. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to believe that you've been enjoying our discussion for some time now. Now, here is it. The question is, what can we do at least to take care of ourselves in this very seemingly challenging and interesting period of the year? Let me start by saying two or three major things. The first one which I want to talk about is drinking a lot of water. Taking a lot of water these days is actually very important. For those of us that doesn't take much water, it is highly advisable that you take at least 4 liters of water this period so that you can stay highly hydrated. Exactly. So Lidiaji, you have heard like that. So I have some friends that also, what they do is
just mention my name.
No, I don't know. I have some friends that their own is Coca-Cola. If they do not take Coke like this, they cannot be okay. So this period, you, as much as you want to be on sugar, you want to be high on sugar, or you like taking Coke, it is very advisable that we do more water so that our body can stay hydrated than dehydrated. Also very important is that we should do more of vitamins. you know, get vegetables. There are so many vegetables that the water content, they are rich in water content. I'm talking about precisely watermelon has water, just like the name. I'm even correct, right? It has a lot of water in its name. So I would it's highly recommendable that we take more of watermelon, that we take more of other fruits that would help our body recuperate the water we are losing. Remember we said that this period the desert is coming to town, so we lose more water, and at the same time too, sun is on the increase. It's going to be hotter than it used to be.
Yeah.
So it depends on your location. Some places are right now not really like that, but in most cases, most places, it's getting hotter than it used to be. So Lydia G, I think you should say something before we continue.
Okay. When you are being told to increase your fluid intake, that is water, you can do well by making it warm. When you have to take your beverage in this period, make it warm. That way you can try to increase your temperature. Why? Because you're already cold.
Yeah, I also have another business idea. Guess what it is?
Tea making, beverage.
Aside from that, selling pap.
Yeah.
Custard.
Cocoa.
Pap, cocoa, custard. There's this thing that I took in school that time. I can't really recall the name. I can't really recall the name.
Tapioca?
Exactly, tapioca. Please continue because of time.
Okay. One other thing you can do again is because there is dust all around, you can do well by using your face mask when going out or when you have to go to dusty areas so that you do not irritate your respiratory tract and get cold, catarrh, or you start sneezing. That way you tend to reduce it. And you know, this period there is a set of dressing for it. This time around, these are the time you wear your turtleneck, your sweatshirt, your long shirts, just, you know, to keep warm and fuzzy. Yes, that way you keep the cold out. And most importantly, you increase your vitamin C intake as it helps you in your immunity. So either you take fruits rich in vitamin C, or you can do well to, you know, inculcate vitamin C tablets into your regular take.
All right, listeners, I trust that you've learned one or two things in the course of today's show. Please do wait to join us next week, and remember, this is a Matan period. The desert is coming to town. This is myself signing out. My name is Ayodeji Adegbola. My friends call me ETDY, ETDU, 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 hi. And please do well to send us a message or your comments via +234 81338 71480. Let me take that again. +234 81338 71480. You can send a WhatsApp message to that, or you can simply mail us via revivenigeriamission@gmail.com.
Well, you better keep warm, you better drink fruit. A Matan is coming to town. This is Oluwatosin saying, I love you. Take care of yourself.
Better not cry, you better not pout. I am telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Make a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees